Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. Today, we feature a leader who lets her work do the talking, a leader who leads from the front. She gets the job done. Young and old, help me welcome Dapewa Hangula, the Managing Director of August 26 Manufacturing. Hi, Dapewa, how are you doing today?
I'm so well. How are you?
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful month. It's been a busy year. And busy is good, right?
Busy is very good.
Now, Dapewa, you took out some time for us today. And we really want to thank you for that. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
You run a complex organization. But before we get to that, we really want to understand, who is Dapewa?
Okay, thank you so much for that. Dapewa was born in Katutura many moons ago. I was brought up in Katutura. I went to Katutura schools, starting from Mandume Primary School. And then I matriculated at Eishipena Secondary School. And after that, I attended my undergraduate qualification, actually at the old Polytechnic. And that was in business computing. So my background is actually IT.
Aha.
Yes.
This gets interesting.
Yes, yeah. But that was purely because at the time that I was finishing my high school, it was advised that we look at new industries such as technology and engineering and the like. And of course, not being a big fan of mathematics, I opted for IT, which was the lesser, harder choice. Yeah. And I did that. And I, of course, ventured into IT and spent a good number of my career years in the IT sector. But it was not really my calling. So after some time, I then looked around and also, as you grow, you discover what you really want to do and what you really prefer and what you enjoy. So I then opted to do business administration, which was more, which involved working with businesses and, of course, people, which is what I love doing. So I did my postgraduate in business administration at the University of Cape Town. And then after that, I then started still in the IT sector, but focus on business development. That really also brought out my love for business, my love for strategy. So that just evolved. And eventually, I found myself at a place or at a space where I needed to decide what is it that I really wanted to pursue. So I then completely changed my focus from IT to business. Just to take a few steps back, after NAS, I also spent some time in Europe, where I was then introduced to the business side of IT and really the sustainability of businesses in IT and how countries and how companies in Europe, specifically Germany, do things. And that was really a good opportunity that enabled me to understand what role IT plays in businesses. So coming back home to Namibia, I then, of course, started wanting to know more about business, wanting to learn more about business. And that's also when I then decided to do my postgraduate in business administration. So about 12, 13, 14 years ago, started taking on roles that I have more business focus. I think about 6 or 7 years ago, I joined one of the big four audit companies called PwC. And that really exposed me to working with the Namibian sector, or especially public sector, in terms of that is where my love for this country also grew. And I wanted to just, as you engage the various companies, the various individuals in those roles, you discover that government is actually people, and these are the people who would either make a difference or lead this country into the direction it should be. And that is really Dapewa in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I am a sibling to 7 other children of my parents. So I'm a mother of 2. I have a daughter who is 9 and a son who is 3 years old. And those are really my stars and my inspiration to do what I do.
Now, the switch from the private sector to, you know, a public scrutinized company like August 26.
Yes.
Tell us why. Because I can almost tell you right now, most executives will run away from a challenge like that. Why did Tapewa decide, listen, I'm gonna jump on this ship and I'm gonna steer it?
Mm-hmm. I've always been a risk taker. Of course, some decisions were good or wise, some not so much. But really, the change from private sector to the public really started with, while I was at PwC, I worked with a lot of public enterprises. I worked with government-owned agencies. I worked with local authorities and so forth. And one really got a better view and understanding of how these entities are functioning and the people behind them. And while when you engage other professionals, you hear people either complaining or talking from the sidelines that government should be doing this or public enterprises are this and that. But I then thought that maybe instead of just being on the sidelines talking, one could join the other side and see how we can improve things. So that was really one of my motivators on why I joined the other side, which is now the public enterprise.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, my name is NSK. We've got a fresh titan of another level in studio. Today, we're talking to Tapewa Hangula. She is the managing director of August 26. And man, what a story. just a girl from Karatura who finished at Aishi Pena, who went to Europe, came back and plowed it back. And now she's running one of the biggest and most important entities in the country. Now, Tapewa, there is also another boy and girl child in Karatura, in Kwisepmun, in Tseplachte, in Oshakati West, that are sitting and that's listening to this, and they're thinking to themselves, how do I get to that level of Tapewa? There's a young professional also in the private space who's perhaps stuck and is thinking, do I also make the move like Tapewa to public? Do I stay in the private and maybe try and elevate myself? What do I do? Speak to them.
Okay, that is such a big and but wonderful question, because throughout my life I've been helped by others, and of course I'm trying to do the same now. But what I can tell you or share with the young girl or boy in Karatura or wherever in the country is that nothing is impossible, and one just have to step up to a challenge. And I can tell you and share now that many of these things, many of the successful people that you see around, it's not because the road was easy, but because they made that decision that I want better for myself and for my family or my community. And let me be the first to do this in my family. Let me be the first to do this in my community. Of course, there will have to be sacrifices that you make instead of spending time outside in the streets or on social media or so forth. Spend time reading. Spend time researching. And also volunteer. Take on volunteering opportunities. I volunteered to be a librarian at school. I volunteered to be a peer counselor at school. I volunteered to be part of SchoolNet, which was an organization that fixed computers for schools in the
good
rural
old days.
Communities. Yes. And that opportunity with SchoolNet also landed me in Washington, D.C. On an all-expenses paid trip to the U.S. That could have never happened if I just sat back and you know, focused on myself. So that part of volunteering also exposes you to different sides of life. But also be ready to learn, be willing to learn, speak out, ask for help, and also know that as we were growing up, we were told that study hard, then you can land yourself a job here and there. But also, there's now, we were exposed to the conventional jobs of being either teacher, nurse, police, and also engineer. The world has evolved so much. And I think there's so many opportunities now that are presented. There's radio stations like this that are promoting and sharing information about what is available out there in the world. There's institutions like your NSFABs or NTAs that are, and there's so many vocational education institutions now that you can do so much now instead of, compared to what we could do before. And never too late to make a career change. I've done that, and it has worked out for the better. And also, be a bit of a risk taker. Mm. You can only learn through your mistakes sometimes. Sometimes you learn from mistakes of others. Sometimes you learn from your own mistakes. So be on the lookout for all those. And also, there's people like myself who are available and willing to just share or spend a minute or two and share whatever information we can share or lessons with whoever who, come forth. I've been doing that. I've been doing a bit of mentoring and coaching for school leaving children or adults, or young adults. I've done a bit of mentoring for young professionals, like you say, and it's something that I do gladly, and it's something that I will keep doing for as much as I can. And so to you, a young child in Oshakati or in Kwisep mode or wherever, their world is really your oyster. You can do so much more than what is currently in your community.
I'm blown away. thank you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You are, I mean, a momentous mountain of a person, of an executive, very important figure of the community. And for you to take out a couple of minutes to speak to us, we really appreciate it. Tapewa, thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome. And also just to share that sometimes one really just have to take those few minutes like I did now to just share, because you don't know who is listening. Yes. Or who you might end up inspiring. Sometimes you inspire so many people unintentionally, and all it takes is really just a few minutes out of your schedule. So I appreciate platforms like this where you really share that we have capacity in the country. We have able young people in the communities.
Her name is Tapewa Hangula, the managing director of August 26. And I've been inspired. I hope you are also inspired. Once again, thank you. Now, until the next Titan, leave it on Fresh FM. My name is NSK. Until the next one, keep listening.
And that was today's Fresh Titan, only on The Avenue with NSK.